This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The second leg of our economic trifecta today comes courtesy of the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States, which this afternoon released the minutes of the most recent meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee. That's the one that sets interest rates. The meeting in question was the 25th and 26th of last month. And we all already know what happened, right? Every voting member of the FOMC voted for raising the federal funds rate a quarter of a percent. It was a unanimous decision, obviously, as far as the public was concerned the day the rate hike was announced. But the minutes released today do show a couple members of the FOMC, and a couple there is a quote from the minutes, they would have liked to have left interest rates unchanged. All of which is to say, dissent at the Fed, as Marketplace's Matt Levin reports, can be a tricky thing.
In his 20 years as a member of the FOMC, Tom Hoenig says he can't remember a meeting where anyone shouted or yelled at each other. But Hoenig, who left in 2011, definitely recalls some awkward meetings when Chair Ben Bernanke wanted the Fed to buy more bonds and mortgage-backed securities.
It appeared, anyway, that I would be the only person objecting, which 11 people think one way and you're thinking a different way. Is there something wrong with you? Did you miss something? It was not fun.
Hoenig was the lone dissenting vote and voted against that plan over and over again at future meetings. He says he's not surprised that under Jay Powell, the FOMC has not had a single dissenting vote on interest rates since June of last year.
I think you have to understand that the culture of the FOMC has, over time, I think, become more and more driven towards unanimity and consensus.
There's actually a pretty compelling macroeconomic reason for that, says economist Julie Smith at Lafayette College.
If there's more dissent in a policymaking decision by the Fed, that can lead to more volatility in financial markets.
If some members vote for rate hikes and some members vote against it, maybe Wall Street gets a mixed message, which could complicate the Fed's path to its twin goals of low inflation and full employment. All of this being said, FOMC members do have real disagreements on where monetary policy should head, which is why former FOMC Secretary Bill English took such care with preparing the minutes of those meetings.
The minutes are supposed to be about not just kind of how did they arrive at their consensus view, but what was the range of views?
5 years after an FOMC meeting, we get the full transcripts, so we'll know just how much debate there might have been before a unanimous vote. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.